Have you ever looked in the mirror and suddenly realized you've become exactly what you once despised? This jarring moment of self-recognition forms the foundation of Carrie Newhoff's exploration of life's most unexpected challenges. As a former lawyer turned pastor, Newhoff experienced this revelation when he glimpsed his potential future self, successful on paper but morally compromised, with a failed marriage and abandoned values. This vision changed his life's trajectory and sparked insights into seven challenges that blindside even the most prepared among us. Whether you're just starting your career or wondering why success feels hollow, these insights offer both warning signs and solutions for navigating life's most common yet unexpected challenges. Cynicism stems not from apathy, but from caring deeply and getting hurt. It progresses through three stages. First, accumulated knowledge of disappointments and betrayals leads to disillusionment. As Solomon noted, the greater my wisdom, the greater my grief. Second, self-preservation kicks in as you project past failures onto new situations. What starts as protection becomes emotional callousing. After repeated disappointments, you might conclude, "Friends were a bad idea," seeing potential betrayal even where none exists. Third, you stop trusting and hoping altogether. Your heart closes completely, affecting even your relationship with God. Prayer becomes mechanical, worship hollow. The key realization? Cynicism is a choice made through countless small decisions. And cynics never change the world, they only explain why it can't be changed. The antidote is hope, powered by curiosity. Curious people remain open to possibilities, while cynics shut them down. Five practices can nurture curiosity. First, schedule thinking time. Busyness kills wonder. Second, ask open-ended questions and pause after responses, allowing deeper insights to emerge. Third, respond with, "What do you think?" rather than giving immediate answers. Fourth, dream beyond the probable into the possible. Finally, embrace two essential questions. Why? To understand without assumptions, and why not? To explore new possibilities. When curiosity fuels hope, cynicism retreats. You'll stop dismissing possibilities and embrace the potential for transformation. Success without integrity happens through daily compromises, small rationalizations and half-truths that create a gap between our real and ideal selves. I once thought competency determined capacity through skills, education, and connections, but I witnessed countless competent people derailed by character failures. Their impressive credentials couldn't save them from being sidelined, revealing a crucial truth. Character, not competency, sets your true capacity. Even in secular settings, people won't work with those they don't trust, regardless of talent. Character shapes your legacy. While competency creates first impressions, character leaves lasting ones. At your funeral, people won't discuss your resume. They'll remember how you loved, forgave, served, and whether you were generous or miserly, arrogant or humble. Importantly, they'll remember how you grew. Character develops in daily life's challenges, parking lots, meetings, conflicts, and exhausted moments at home. Without a deliberate strategy, you can't win this battle for your soul. Progress starts with self-honesty. When I sought marriage counseling, I arrived with my wife's faults, but left confronting my own. Blame blocks responsibility. Admitting you're the problem initiates change. Align your talk with your walk. Be honest about your spiritual struggles. Decline unrealistic commitments and acknowledge your true feelings. This alignment naturally improves behavior. The discomfort of authenticity motivates change. Prioritize your character development. It's not selfish. What's more self-centered? Compromising until you lose others' respect, or investing daily in your integrity? Despite unprecedented connectivity, we've never felt more disconnected. Our devices interrupt meaningful moments with constant notifications, and we often trade quality time with loved ones for digital interactions. You can have hundreds of friends yet feel completely isolated. Technology isn't inherently good or bad. It amplifies what's already within us. Like paper used for love letters or threats, it exposes rather than creates our issues. If you're narcissistic, social media becomes your stage. If you're workaholic, your office is always accessible. Our technological surge has diminished two crucial aspects of human connection: genuine conversation and confession. Real dialogue has devolved into exchanged monologues, with people talking at rather than with each other. Meanwhile, we've grown resistant to self-reflection, preferring to find scapegoats rather than examine ourselves. The solution isn't abandoning technology, but learning to thrive within it. Once you acknowledge your role in the problem, you develop empathy that transforms your interactions. Life-giving conversation is like ping pong, a mutual exchange where people show genuine interest through thoughtful questions and active listening. When others don't reciprocate, maintain your curiosity anyway. Create technology boundaries. Keep devices away from meals, car rides, and bedrooms. Make space for board games, outdoor activities, and regular meals with others. These limits create sanctuaries for authentic connection. Irrelevance silently creeps in as we age, much like how we hang on to outdated furniture rather than updating our surroundings. When the language, methods, and styles you use no longer connect with the culture around you, your influence erodes without warning. Our tastes and preferences often freeze between ages 16 and 24, a phenomenon psychologists call taste lock. Most of us live mentally in the decade where our tastes formed, whether it's fashion choices, movie references, or technology comfort levels. We prefer the nostalgia of the past to the uncertainty of the future. The fundamental problem? Culture never asks permission to change. It simply evolves. No one announces that keeping your phone ringer on in public is now considered rude, or that acceptable terminology for describing people groups has changed. Each shift creates another opportunity for irrelevance to take hold. To combat irrelevance, love the mission more than the methods. Methods should serve your purpose, not the other way around. Get radical. In an era of dramatic cultural change, incremental personal adjustments aren't enough. Become a student of culture, even aspects you dislike. Finally, surround yourself with younger people, not just to teach them, but to learn from them. Remember that love has a speed, and it's slower than most of us move in our daily lives. Love pauses and lingers, creating space for authentic connection. As Dallas Willard wisely advised, you must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. This means learning to say no to good opportunities that might crowd out the best ones. The years between 45 and 75 can be peak contributing years for those who stay relevant. Growing older doesn't mean growing irrelevant. Staying connected to culture may unlock your best years yet. The choice is yours. Will you allow life's blindsides to derail you, or will you use them as catalysts for growth and deeper connection?